This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike today, and Mike did say he's going to be listening and kind of checking in, so make sure we put on a good show, guys. Okay, I'm Allie Mack.
I'm not worried about his thoughts.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to preview the four teams that will be presenting today, but there are so many events going on for the All-Star game this week. Yesterday was the 4.4 miler. Bo, I think it was maybe 20 minutes after I crossed the finish line. First person to text me, "How was it?" was the guy sitting to my left over here.
I bet. And he's already said it, but I didn't need to hear it come out of his mouth to know that he had big FOMO. Because Abe probably, and I don't think he would have done this to you, he wouldn't have said this, but he was probably wanting to know your time and be like, yeah, I could have beat that.
Well, he probably already looked it up.
I did not look it up. I was doing the show yesterday at Murph's, and it's the only reason I didn't do the run myself was because I had to be at Murph starting at 10, mm-hmm. which really means I need to be there before 10.
Right.
And someone during my show walked in and still had their number on,
really?
Their shirt. I was like, oh.
It's called a bib.
Yeah, that bib.
She's just rubbing it right in my face.
Yeah, yeah. Race, the course, it was a lot hillier than I expected. It's not a lot that I get down around Turner Field and start running.
Have you done the Thanksgiving half?
No, okay, not the one, because I'm always traveling.
They started down there as well, and there's just, it's like where you're heading out and you're like 3/10 of a mile and there's an immediate uphill, no matter which direction you go. You're like, what is this?
Well,
there's no flat down there.
I used to run that Thanksgiving 5K at the Meredith Square.
Yeah.
And I've ran some cold races there. It's because you never know what the weather's going to be. But that it's so good to run a 5K on Thanksgiving morning, because then you just – I know that it's not the case, but it feels like you just got a free pass to eat whatever you want.
That's the case for the half marathon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, when I was running yesterday, I did run into Dylan's girlfriend, Simone. I saw her up ahead of me, so I ran up, you know, took a quick selfie with her, and then I kept running, and I passed her. Then, from that moment on, I was like, I have to stay ahead of Simone, because I made it a big deal.
Yeah. Now you've set a pace. Yeah.
Hey, on my way by you, I want to capture this moment. Look, here's me passing you in the 4.4.
Hey, you remember
4.4.
Mile 1 when you were strong and running past me? Well, it's mile 3. You're fading horrifically, and I'll see you at the finish.
I give her credit, though. She got to that finish line, and we met up and talked for a minute. She was on her way to another brunch, part of All-Star Week. She is just on the go right now, so kudos to Simone. SEC Media Day, speaking of all the events we have going on, they start today. We've already covered a little bit about what we're going to hear from Greg Sankey at 9 a.m. this morning, and we're actually sitting with our backs to the stage right now, but if we turn and look, we have a great view of everything that's going to be going on today. And of course, four teams will present each day today. It's LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt. What are you guys expecting to see?
Well, I think we got to go team by team. And the first one for LSU, it's a pretty interesting season, I think, for Brian Kelly. Obviously, they had Joe Burrow a number of years back, and he wasn't there. But that was the last time where I looked at LSU and said, hey, this is a team that might have the best quarterback in the conference. And I think it's a pressure year for them because they finished relatively – I mean, they were 9-4, but they weren't really in the discussion to get into the playoffs. This is a team, Bo, this is a program that should be in the discussion to make the playoffs, and they weren't last year. I think it's a big year for Brian Kelly, who is kind of underwhelmed a little bit since taking over with his new family.
Yeah, I think you got a good point. The biggest game for them might be the first game, because I don't think he's won an opening game at LSU.
No, I think it's like 0-5.
He was brought in there for a couple reasons. One, the program was in disarray because of Gotaga. And what that had become, and they finally were able to release him into the wild, which for Orgeron is Destin, Florida, so he can run around without a shirt on and have fun. And I mean, I love the dude to death. He's hilarious. He's a caricature of what you think a coach should be. But Brian Kelly's got players down there, and I thought he might have got last year. I was talking to some people, and there were supposedly rumors that some of that locker room had kind of turned and wasn't really a fan of him, and obviously some of the players aren't a fan of how he talks to them on the sidelines, but he does have a guy that can sling it around in Nussmeier, so I think you're spot on with your thoughts about it being a big year for him, because you only get so many years as SEC head coaches. I mean, there are some people out there, it's not you and me, but some people that we know and work with and love that will fire a guy when they lose two games and they're 5-2 and they're a school like South Carolina and want to fire them. But it's definitely a big year for Brian Kelly, and I'm not even trying to go full fricky.
No, and I wouldn't say he's on the hot seat entering the year, but I think there are some situations where if it turns south, you could start to hear murmurs.
Yeah, well, of course.
I don't think he's there to start the year. There are coaches in the SEC who are there to start the year.
Look,
he's not one of them.
The biggest thing that I get irritated with when people say, "Well, who are you gonna hire then?" I mean, you know, I think that there's a good argument. So when people get mad, you never know. Well, that's true, but the one thing Brian Kelly is going to do is stabilize a program, recruit well, and get you 8 to 10 wins a year. I mean, that's the one thing you can guarantee. But remember, he came to LSU, I should say, because he didn't think he could play or win national titles at Notre Dame. And then look what happened.
A head coach no one had ever heard of takes them right to the national championship game.
And so, also, I think he's only 0-3. I think he's only been at LSU like 3 years.
I think I said 5, but yeah. It's going to be fascinating. South Carolina going today as well. My thoughts on South Carolina and my thoughts on Vanderbilt are a little bit similar. I think that it is incredibly difficult to run back a shock or surprise season. And I'm a little hesitant to put Lenore Sellers into that discussion. I just don't know how much I buy last year and what needs to be done for a second straight season. And I'm just looking at them. I think they're due for like a little slide after where they were last year. They almost made the playoffs. They were right in that discussion. I don't know if he's got a repeat effort. If he does, he's probably one of the top 10 quarterbacks.
I think he's one of the top ten picks
in the NFL draft potentially.
Look, he's the kid's athletic. He's I think he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders the way he plays. I like watching him. He's fun to watch. It's easy to say that South Carolina's gonna backslide.
Yeah, of course.
You put it,
yeah.
Because they're South Carolina, and that's kind of what that program is. You know, you're 6-6 one year, then you pull out at 8-3 or 9-4, whatever many games there are now. It seems like we're just growing day by day. But I wouldn't sleep on them because I think Shane Beamer does a good job of recruiting guys. Shane Beamer's I feel like he's done a decent job in the portal. I'm not saying they can't. I don't know what this league is so deep. You know, South Carolina, I feel like, has a more favorable schedule than a Georgia or a Florida. It's not that much more favorable because it's still the SEC, but Florida has the exact same schedule they did last year. They just don't play the gauntlet in November the same way. So it's not easy what they have to go through. So I think South Carolina, I would probably say South Carolina has a better chance to repeat than some.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I do think that is the case. I'm also fascinated by what they can do defensively. I know he's not here presenting as part of the South Carolina contingent, but Dylan Stewart is in the discussion, the very short list for one of the best defensive linemen in the game. And so I think they can lead with him and then go from there.
And it's still college football. If you still have transcendent players on one or both sides of the ball, it can help you tremendously. I mean, especially when you get into the gauntlet that the college football season is as a whole, and these conferences these days, especially the top two conferences, which is the SEC and the Big 12. I mean, excuse me, the Big 10.
Lane Kiffin coming back here for Ole Miss, Bo. They've got Austin Simmons. I think a lot of their season at quarterback is going to revolve around what he can do. I think they're replacing like 17 starters.
Well, that's,
like, it's a crazy number.
But isn't that what Kiffin does now? He's a transfer portal junkie. I mean, that's kind of where he lives. He would rather recruit out of the portal, I feel like.
Their entire secondary, based on what is expected right now, is out of the portal. Both guards, offensive guards, both receivers. I mean, everyone's out of the portal. Sometimes it comes together. It's not easy to pull it all together, though, quickly.
No, it's not. Austin Simmons is the kid we saw in the Georgia game last year.
He popped in for a quick bit, lit it up, and then back on the bench.
I mean, he went right down the field.
Yeah.
So right there I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good with Lane Kiffin and what he can do with those with quarterbacks. I think, look, Lane, the best thing in the world for Ole Miss is they hired a Lane Kiffin that's more comfortable in his skin than ever. And I think for people, what do you mean? He's always seemed to be that guy. But I feel like he knows exactly what the game is, and he is now, and he just does his thing. And, you know, we'll get some sound bites from him and Feinbaum today. I'm sure we'll be playing it tomorrow because if he goes on there, he'll take some shots, which is always fun.
But yeah.
Kiffin's kind of got what he wants rolling down there. So, again, I think they have an automatic loss because I think Georgia's out for blood against them this year.
Yeah, I can believe that.
And Athens?
Yeah. And the last team presenting today here, Bo, is Vandy, Vanderbilt. And they did bring quarterback Diego Pavia. It's just one of those things where, man, you're going to talk the trash that he talks. You would better back it up. And that's the thing that I'm fascinated by.
I think he does.
He's got – he is not scared of any of the teams in the SEC, and I think that's something Vanderbilt hasn't had in a long time.
Well, I think
certainly from
the
player,
the same way.
But from the player perspective, I think the player's got to lead it at some point. And this guy's not backing down to South Carolina. He's not backing down to Alabama. He's out there talking that trash. I've also seen that go horribly wrong, though. If you don't back it up, you look like an absolute fool.
Sorry, Alec. Yeah, that's true. But Pavia has, when he's healthy, he's backed up everything he's taught. They've taken on the attitude of Clark Lee, which is not a back down attitude. And Pavia has the same way. Plus, Pavia's got that bravado that he walks out on the field with that you're talking about. And I think it's not, you know, what the craziest thing about it is teams aren't used to seeing that when they see Vanderbilt show up.
Well, and everyone is starting to fill in around here and get going for SEC Media Days. We're going to keep you posted on everything that's happening. Coming up, we're going to go in the huddle. Unfortunately, a second-round draft pick for Cleveland got into some trouble over the weekend. We'll talk about it next with the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.